This is Health Radio.
Health Radio.
On Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
I've got some good news today, and you know, after the 4th of July weekend and the good feelings that we all had, it's nice to have some good news. However, it's a little bit of ambiguous news. Our risk of dying from cancer is falling, and this is according to the CDC. But due to the aging population, the actual number of cancer deaths are rising. But that's because as we are an older population and people are living longer, they're getting cancer later in their life and dying from it. Whereas your actual risk of dying from a cancer, certainly as you get it in your 50s, 60s, and beyond, is lower and it's decreasing. And that is good news. We're making progress in reducing cancer death rates. I mean, there's still obviously a lot of work to do, but you know, as the rates of cancer actually rise, the death rates are dropping from certain types of cancer. And so that's really good news, because if you're somebody who's afraid, as I get kind of afraid doing all of the shows that I do with all of the cancer doctors that I talk to, you know, you get a little sophomore's disease and you get a little bit afraid of this cancer or that cancer. And mostly you're afraid of the treatments and of dying from it. And now this is actually something that made me feel good today and gave me a little bit of a lighter heart, thinking that they're coming up with so many new treatments with advanced genomic testing and all of the genetics that they're looking into. And I just learned about genomic testing today for one of my hospitals. So it is rather amazing where genetics targets, you know, what goes on in your own cells. Genomics targets what goes on in your particular cancer cells. It is a fascinating field of study. So I think that that's pretty good news for us to hear that, you know, they're coming up with all of these new treatments. So that's a pretty good news story. And then in another news story here today, we're talking about the health law and ACA. And you know that I am and have been a fan of at least changing the healthcare system. I think it was a mess. I think that insurance rates were so high. There were so many millions of uninsured people. I don't know if the Affordable Care Act will fix that. I know that it's been a little bit of a messy, tumultuous start with the website and all of that. However, it has been very positive for one group of people, and that's the diet clinics. Thanks to the provision in the federal healthcare law that requires insurance companies to pay for nutrition and obesity screening, so there is this provision now, consulting businesses and the diet businesses are booming. They're able to give diet medication, diet advice, bariatric centers, and insurance is covering this in more numbers than they ever did. And consulting businesses that teach primary care doctors how to bill insurers for obesity treatments. This is a huge field of study, and maybe I should go into it myself, because I could teach doctors how to, if I learn the insurance and the ins and outs of billing and all that coding business, which is, you know, just a nightmare anyway. I think that this is a new burgeoning field that people can go into to teach how to code for the insurance companies for obesity and nutrition screening. So this is a positive. Preventive medicine may or may not just see more of a booming situation, because that's really where I think we're going in medicine, preventive medicine. You're listening to Health Radio right here on Radio MD. We have a great show coming up, so stay tuned, stay with us, and stay well.